The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This shir has been sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. Ruvain Shanik in memory of Rus Devoira Basichil Moshe.
Gittin Aflamet Beis. We start now the shirim on Perek HaShaleach. The first major sugya over here in the fourth Perek in Gittin is the sugya of Bitl HaGet. And this is not a academic sugya bulvad. It's quite negeh halacha l'maisa, because very often when a get is given, we understand that things are not all fine and dandy between husband and wife. Very often there are ikuvim. There are delays in giving the get. Very often the husband doesn't want to give the get. He's held out. He got some money. Now he reached an agreement. A certain amount of pressure was put on him. In all these type of cases, he gives the get, but maybe very often it happens in bezin. Maisa b'chol yoyim. Where he's masking to give a get. Theoretically, he gave his word he'll give a get. He even signed a paper to the fact that he will give a get if she signs him over, and whatever it is. And very often he'll give a get, and then he'll debate, and he'll decide not to. He'll be mevatel. They send the get with a shliach. Maybe the woman's in Eretz Yisrael, he's in America, they send the get with a shliach. He doesn't fly to give her the get. He's mevatel the shlichus, he's mevatel the get. So on, a lot of that is halacha l'maisa. We're talking about dvarim chamurim. So these halachas have to be razor sharp halacha l'maisa, at least for the bezin that's capable of passing in dinei git. The first nidin that we have over here in the sugya is where a man is mevatel, the husband is mevatel the shliach again, and the Gemara uses the lashon that he's mevatel, he didn't mean to be mevatel him permanently. Letziur komachavin, he told him not to give the get. Rashi understands that the halacha, this, he can be mevatel the shliach, but this letziur komachavin means he didn't really want to be mevatel the get. He wants the get to be given. He wants the shliach. He's not mevatel the shlichus. He tells the shliach not to give the get. He doesn't want the shliach now to give the get. He sort of wants to keep her hanging, dangling for another few weeks, few months, until sometimes a few years. He's not mevatel the get. He's not mevatel the shlichus. He just tells the shliach he doesn't want him to give the get. Rashi says the kamash one of the Gemara by us and the Flamin Bezim and Aleph is that would not be considered a bittul. The shliach can give the get. He's a shliach. The get's a get, and he gives over the get. Frag the Rajma. The Rajma says, let's say the husband was a mavatul. The shlichus, he was a mavatul the get, but he doesn't want the husband to give the get. He doesn't want the shliach to give the get. If the husband doesn't want the shliach to give the get, then the shliach isn't his shliach. How could I represent somebody when that person doesn't want to be represented? He doesn't want me to give the get, so then I can't give the get. What other shliach is that? This is the Rashba's kasha on Rashi. Obviously, but shteitin Rashi is, we have to say pshat Rashi, we'll achren explain as much. Then according to Rashi, if the shliach is still empowered, legally there's a chalois shem shlichus on him, the get is still a valid get, and he still has the koyach to give over that get, the fact that the baal does not want him to give the get is not relevant. He can give the get. How do we understand that? What's the machlokes over here? Whether a shliach can give a get because he has the power, his shlichus is still kayo, even though the mishaleach doesn't want him to actually give the get. Explain Rabbi Seinu, Rabbi Ochben, Rabbi Shmuel, Divrei Cheskel, and Rabbi Moshe, all the Gedolei Acharonim of a few days ago, all the Rosh Shivas, explain one concept. They understand that, let's make Hakdama. Shlichus, the process, the dynamic of Shlichus is based on Das. A Mishalech wants somebody to represent him. He appoints his Mamana, a Shliach, to represent him. His Das is that Ploini or Almoini should represent him. But let's take it a step further. We know that in order to process a Nesina's get, there has to be Das on the part of the Ish. It has to be Magash. Who's Das? Let's say the Shliach goes to the house of the woman and hands her over the get, and back in Cincinnati, where the shliach came from, the mishalech is sleeping. Do we look at it and say, oh, no, the nesina's get is being done for somebody who's not aware of what's going on? So, okay, the get's not a good get, that's ridiculous. The Gemara's mafurish, it says many times not that way. It doesn't make a difference if the mishalech is yoshin, the shliach can give over the get. Why? Because it's the shliach's das now that affects the gerush, not the das of the mishalech. So what, the mishalech is bottle? He's out of the picture? The shliach can just do whatever he wants? So Rabbi Seinu HaAchronim explained that what's going on over here between the Rashi and the Rashba is how far to take the context of that the Maisa Gerushin is done b'das ha-shliach v'lo ha-mishaleach. We just said a case, a simple case, where the shliach megarish when it works for him, the mishaleach is sleeping. Right now the mishaleach doesn't need to be b'das because he's not the one who's actually doing the Maisa Gerushin. The Maisa Gerushin is being done by the shliach. What's the Mishalech's part in it? Mishalech's part is that he had das to let the Shlich represent him. Shlum Shlom Gemoisei. The Shlich can represent him. The Shlich can give a get based on his das. Does that mean that a Shlich only represents the Mishalech? Does it mean that the Shlich is not doing for the Mishalech? The Shlich Kilo was given over a power of attorney. He can now decide whatever he wants. Similar to your point. A manager on a business. You might be the owner of the business in terms of you're getting the profits, but you gave him full power to buy, sell, deal, split, wheel, deal, hire, fire. That means that he has the full koyach over the business. It happens to mean that you're getting the revochim. Is that all a mishalech is? Mishalech, once he appoints the shlech, washes his hands in the hall of fear, the shlech goes off into the sunset, does his thing, and the mishalech just has the toitzah that either he has a wife, it was a shlech in Kedushin, or it was a shlech in Kedushin. He loses a wife. Is that all that's going on? L'chayr, this would seem to be the subject of a big machalek tushayn. We have a sugya in the sixth parak Mishachsu where it says that if a husband, the Baal, was Mamana a shliach to give a get for him, and then it was Nishtate HaMishalech, the husband became mentally unstable, he's a shoyter, he doesn't have the legal status to be able to be Megarish, can the shliach give a get? The Gemara says no. The Torah seems to say that this is Deiraisa. The Rambam seems to indicate that this is Midrabban. That means according to the Rambam, Midrabban, the Shliach is able to give the get. It doesn't look proper that the Shliach is being Megarish on behalf of a Shoyter. People are not going to know what the meaning of Shliach was. Chazal v'mavatul is correct, but b'ikaron. In principle, the Mishalech can, in fact, be Megarish, even though the Shliach, that is, even though the Mishalech is a Shoyter. What does this tell us? That the Rambam holds that Shlichus, the Ktzois explains in Simen Kuf Pei Beis, Shlichus is that the Mishalech hands over, it's what he calls Messias Koyak. The Mishalech hands over, so to speak, Bailus on this Chalois, on this business, on this woman, on this whatever it is, insofar as doing that Mais is concerned. The Mishalech gives a Shlich, that's what I mean, Shlich Shalom Kamaisi. Mishalech gives a Shlich Koyak to do Mais X. The Shlich is the Baal Koyak. What's the difference if the Mishalech is a Shaita now? The Shlich has the Koyach. Oy Dilma, no. Shluchish Ladm Kemoisoi, says according to the Torah, means that the Shlich is doing is considered the Mishalech is doing. That means that the Shlich doing is like a Yod HaRichter, so to speak, of the Mishalech. Now wait a second, the Mishalech is not capable. He's not fit to give a get. How could it be that he represented, boy, if we're Al Yedei, his proxy, his shlichus, the get was given by him, he can't give a get. So therefore the get is, but therefore the shlichus is bottom. This would be the Machlokes Rambam Tur, Rabbi Seinu, Zichronam Levrocha, want to understand that more or less this is the Machlokes, the Rajma and Rashi. That means that Rashi holds that if you wouldn't be mevatel the get itself, the shlich give the get. Ayin Mishalech is saying that he doesn't want the get to be given. What's the difference? What's the difference if he's a shaita? The shlich was given over the koyach to be megarish. If the Mishalech wants, he can come ahead, he can go ahead, and he can be mevatel the shlichus. He can get rid of the whole koyach of Shimon. But if he was not mevatel the shlichus, so then Shimon still has power to divorce this woman, Shimon can go ahead. What's the difference if Reuven likes it, doesn't like screaming, not screaming? What's the difference? You're a Baal Koyach to be Megarish the Isha, you can be Megarish the Isha at your discretion. That's what Rashi would hold. The Rashi would say no. The Rashi would say that Shlichus is only insofar that the Shlich represents the Mishalech. Here's standing the Mishalech, and the Mishalech is screaming, I don't want to give the get. So how can you give the get? What type of is that called the Mishalech is giving? Giving the get through his Shlich? He says he doesn't want to give the get. He doesn't want to give the get. The get's not a get. This would be the classic explanation how to explain the Rashi and the Rajma. There are some problems with this. One problem, the problem almost that can't be solved, is that the Rajma himself, later on, the Avayin Omid Beis, holds like the Rambam. The Rajma says also that the Nishtate HaShliach, the Nishtat, I'm sorry, the Mishalech, the Shlich cannot give the Yez, only Allah from the Abon. That means he holds also in principle that Shlichus would work, that the Mishalech gives Koyach to the Shlich Legarish. So how over here would he be limiting the shlichus by saying only when it's a toitzah of the mishaleach giving the get. The shlichus has to be considered a yod harichta of the mishaleach. It's not true. It doesn't hold that way. That's A. On the flip side, the Ktzoyis, in Kuf Pei Beis, when he builds this principle, he's medayik like the Rambam. He's medayik like the Rambam from Rashi and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. What's his view? Rashi says in Daf Yud Gimel by Shtar Shichru, the Mishnah says that if a Mishaleach sends a Shliach, and it's not clear at the point where the Shliach handed over the get, if the Mishaleach had already died, that if the Mishaleach had already died, the get cannot be given over. What's the Hezbo? Why can't the Mishaleach give a get on behalf of the Mishaleach once the Mishaleach died? We would say that Shlichus is a function of representing somebody. You can't represent the person who's dead. If he died, the representation becomes bottled. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says the reason is because the Shliach wants to give a Shtar Shikr to an Eved that now doesn't belong to that other. When a person dies, all his possessions go to his sons. So you want to give the shikhru that you got from the dead man, from the maize. The problem is that it now belongs to his son. The father, the deceased father, cannot no longer be mishakhre. His sons have a technical problem. But he doesn't say the shlichus becomes bottle. Says the Ktzoyis, why doesn't the shlichus becomes bottle? Because the shlich is a bal koyach. The process of shlichus is mesiris koyach. It's not just a yoda arichto, and therefore the shlich can do. To the way Rabbi Seinu understand the Rambam. The problem is, my Rebbe, Reb Shmuel Birnbaum Zatzal, always used to point out that there's a Rashi that says Faket. The Rashi later on, the end of the third parak, Rashi and Dav Chof Ches, says, what's the problem if a man brings a get on behalf of a husband who's living with Din Sayyom, and he doesn't know by the time he gives over the get whether the fellow back home is alive or not? What would be the problem if he's dead? Says Rashi, because if he dies, the shlichus dies with him. Blatant steer to the Rashi and Daf Yud Gimel. So my Rebbe Zatzal used to be miyashu like this. He used to say that Be'etzem shlichus has both parts. There are certain shlichus in which are shlichus of Maisa, and there are certain shlichus in which are shlichus of Bailus, of giving over Bailus. For instance, Tyson Bava Metzir Davyud seems to say that even though one cannot appoint a shliach, a goy, there's no parasha of shlichus by a goy, but one can make a goy a shliach, let's say, barring the problem of a shlichus by a veru for a maisa mazik. What's the pshat? Explains the Machne Ephraim that you don't need lomdus to be mamana a shliach on burning down a house. If I want to give you over kirk to buy and sell a business, to be megarish, to be mekadish, I have to give you over, there has to be a mesiris kirk. That process of mesiris kirk from the mishalek to the shliach is only possible to eat. Ma'atim b'nei b'ris, afshulchachim b'nei b'ris, t'im afshtruma, all the other things that we find shlichus. To burn down a house, there's no chalois. You're chai when you do the ma'isa of burning down a house. What's considered my ma'isa? Only when I physically do it? Or when I send one of my mafia hitmen and he burns down the house? That nischadish in the past of shlichus l'adam k'ma'isa, that when a person sends a shlich to do something, it's called his ma'isa. That shlichus on a ma'isa. That works even by a goy. No lumdus there. There's no chalois. That works even on a goy. Let's go back. Again, says the Yeshiva Zatzal of Shmuel, that both types of shlichus are not correct. The shlichus of Maisa, that when Reuven does something because he's appointed by Shimon, that's called Shimon's Maisa, A. B, a more lomdusha type of shlichus, is Mesiris Koyach, that Reuven was appointed by Shimon, it was chal in Reuven, that Reuven has a din to do what Shimon gave him the Koyach to do. For instance, Rishonim say that if Shimon wants to be Mamana Reuven to be a shlichus on a kedushin on a get, then it has to be done in front of Eidei Kiyum. It's a chalois davar shebe'eved. It's not just that if he does the ma'ase, it will be considered yener, the mishalech's ma'ase kedushin. The Torah was mechadish that I can give over to somebody else a koyach gerushin. That's a chalois davar shebe'eved. It needs to aid. Says Yeshiva that this idea that a person could be memane a shliach, because it's called his giving over koyach, not just that the shlichus on the ma'isa, will be choluk according to Rashi from shichru to get. Why? Shichru, the eved, belongs to me. The Torah says I have a right to sell the eved. I have a right to be mafki the eved. We'll learn Mitzvah Shem Sudas later on, in the fourth parak. He's my mominus. The Torah, because he's my mominus, gave me a right that I have the koyach to be mishachru him. It's mine. If it's mine, and I have the karak to create him, turn him into a yid, I can give over that karak to somebody else. A get, my woman, my wife does not belong to me. The Torah said, if I do my kedushin, she's married to me. She's my property. Do I own her? Am I the baal of her? No. I'm the baal, but I'm not the baalim. I don't own her. Any shema mani shal baal, the Ran tells us in that base. By the same token, says Rishiv Zatzal, to be mamash shliach, that somebody else should have full force, full koyach, to be garish to Zisha, I can give over a koyach that I own. Oh, yeah, I don't own the koyach. If I do the garish, it's chal, because I'm the baal, the Torah said, my nice and garish is megarish. So at best, I can only make shlichus that'll be a representation of myself. It'll be considered a maisa of a yodo arichta. In that case, we understand that the Mishnah, Daf Yud Gimel of the Tzoyis, builds this concept of Shlichus and Mesiris Koyach. That's true only according to Rashi by Shichru. Because by Shichru being that's mine, I'm a Bailim. So I can give that over to somebody else. Therefore, if the Mishalech dies, the reason why the Shlich can be Mishachar is only because the Eved now belongs to the dead man's son, but not because the Shlichus is bottle. Mashenk and the Rashi and Daf Choches. Why could I be Mamana Shlich? Only as a representation that his mice is called my mice again. In that case, if the Mishalech dies, Mamana the Shlich becomes bottle. This is where the Rashiva was Miyashid, the steering Rashid. We're still left with trying to understand what exactly is the Machlekes, Rashi, and the Rashba. What we would have to say is that we would have to make more able this Machlekes. There is shlichus, let's say we'll go without Rashi for a second, or if we'll say with Rashi, we'll say that on get, there is no shlich of Messiah's koyach. And so, we'll say not like that Chorayna, and we'll understand that even though there is no koyach, there is no shlichus of Messiah's koyach on a get, still the halacha is, Rashi holds, that my not wanting to be megarish is not a fundamental pircha, not a fundamental tchiyah on the koyach of the shlichus to work. Since I was Mamana him, that's called that he's an extension of me. I might not want it for a second, but Lamaisa, I'm doing it, because he is defined as an extension of me. I am being Megarish from my Shlichus is Megarish, even though I'm not in the mood of doing it this second. It's only if I'm a Vatal the Shlichus, he's no longer an extension of me. We'll have to say that in Rashi. Rashba says no. And we'll have to say that the Rashba holds like the Rambam. The Rashba holds that there's also that the shlichus of Messiah's koyach, and that the Rashba does hold of the shlichus of Messiah's koyach, and still the Rashba holds like this. The Rashba says that if I don't want the shlich to represent me, says zol zayin that the shlich has koyach to represent the mishalech. But what is shlichus? Shlichus, by definition, means that he's doing it for me. If I'm standing here with my hands on my hips and I'm saying, I don't want the yet to be given, could it be considered that he is doing for me? There's no for me when the me doesn't want it for. If I don't want it, how could somebody be considered he's doing it for me? You could say you're doing it for yourself. But if I'm standing here and I'm saying I don't want it, for you to say that you're representing me is a little bit ludicrous. The Rashba told me there is shlichus of Messiah's koyach. If the Mishalech would die, theoretically the shlich would be able to give the get. Theoretically. Why is that? Because the shlich has his own koyach. But he's giving it for the Mishalech. What happens if the Mishalech says he doesn't want it? That's called a representation. Similar idea, similar twist. We have in the Taisa of Gedushin after the test, Amid Beis, where Taisa says there's a difference between if the Mishalech tells the shlich to his face. That means if we know the Mishalech doesn't want the get to be given, no problem, the shlich can go ahead and give a get. It doesn't make a difference. He doesn't want the shlich as pech. He gives the get, he represents the mishalech. But let's say the mishalech tells him to his face, don't give the get. Give the get now. What's the difference if he tells him to his face? The problem is not because he was mevatel the koyach, or the shlich doesn't have koyach to represent the mishalech. The problem is that anytime somebody tells you don't do something, and you go ahead and you do it, despite the fact that he doesn't want it, could you be considered as doing it for him? Shluchach shalom, kimoiso, it's for him. When he tells you to your face, don't give the get, are you doing it for him? No. You're doing it for yourself, maybe. You're not doing it for him. He doesn't want it. In that context, when it's told to him in his face, the Rashba told him, it doesn't make a difference if it's told in his face. Not. If he doesn't want it, you're not doing it for him. It doesn't make a difference if you know that he doesn't want it. You're not representing him. You're not doing it for him. So both on the shlichus of Messias Kerech, and both on the shlichus of Maisa, of Yachsus HaMaisa, shlichus wouldn't work if the shlich is in blatant violation of the Mishalech's Ritzoinus. Now, this Nekuda is a more refined machlokes, not a machlokes ala kotza, that would seem to be the emes lamita of what the machlokes were showing him in our sugyas.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.